views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and each week on Rewired Life Radio, we chat with inspiring women, empowering ourselves to heal, to love your body and mind, and to celebrate life. I have to say, now that we have been a month into this show, I am learning so much from women that we've had on this show, and it means I'm learning what it loves for them to love. I'm learning what it means for them to heal, and I'm learning how they're bringing joy and celebration into each day. And today's show is no different. Today is all about being grounded in your feminine energy, and more important, we're going to be sharing tools on how you can stay grounded in places that tend to be filled with more masculine energy. So stay tuned for the next hour as we chat with internationally renowned healer, teacher, and naturopath, Dr. Nadine, about how being balanced in your masculine and feminine energy is ground zero for your overall health. I identify so much with what Dr. Nadine has to say, and I am thrilled to have her on Rewired Life Radio today. So Dr. Nadine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Audrey, and welcome everyone. It is such a joy to be here, and I would like to invite you to participate with us fully on the show because there are going to be some activities that we do. So welcome. I'm thrilled.
Yes. So since you mentioned that, I am going to say the number is 1-800-930-2819 if anybody wants to call in and ask us questions. But I wanted to start. So Dr. Nadine and I met at the Denver Mind, Body, and Spirit Celebration earlier this spring, and I was so intrigued by your presence. A friend of mine and I walked up to your table, and you had out your meditations and your card deck, your soul food card deck, and we chose a card. And of course, as you know, it fit perfectly for what we needed in the moment. And as my friend and I stood there and talked to you, Dr. Nadine, I was like, I have to have this wonderful spirit on my show. So I'm so excited that we are finally live and getting to chat today.
Yay!
I know. Okay, so today is all about being grounded and balanced in our feminine energy. So let's start here. Tell us your definition of masculine and feminine energy.
So this is a great place to start. You know, I'm sure all of us have had moments where we were creating something. We were in the creation of an idea, or we start a conversation and the conversation is just flowing into the next moment and into the next moment and into the next moment. Masculine energy, what it's meant to be, the masculine energy is meant to be the container, the chalice for the feminine energy. So masculine energy is very much straight lines, it's straight angles. Lines, angles. There's no penetrating energy. So words like focus, words like determined, words like dedication, those are very, you could feel the power in them. Stability mm-hmm. is very much a masculine energy, and it is the container. It's needed. We need the container for the feminine flow. So female energy is all curves and everything goes wherever you want it to go. And if you don't have the container for feminine energy, you can have a conversation that goes to 55 different places and it never lands. And I'm sure you've been part of conversations. All of us have been part of the conversations that I call airy-fairy. It's like the lights are on, no one's home, the energy's all over the place, and you just want to look at the person and say, take a breath, you know, kind of ground yourself, get in your body. But what we're really asking for is, can you land yourself inside the container of the masculine structure, those straight lines and those straight angles? So in the body, let's just take it one more step here. In the body, everyone, regardless of the body type you walk around in, you have a masculine side, the male energy side, and you have the female energy side. So the right side of the body, everyone raise your right hand to identify. Here's my right side of the body. This mm-hmm. is the action. This is the step it forward. This is the making things happen. And the left side of the body is the female energy, where it's about nurturing, creation. The heart's on the left-hand side. It's that putting things into that womb, into the place of nurturing and nourishing and bringing the beauty in. So I know we may get to this later in the show, but I want to pop it in here, mm-hmm. is when something happens and there's a quote, accident that happens with your body, is the first thing I ask my clients is, so which side of the body did it happen on?
Exactly.
So as an example, if I stub my toe, which is stepping forward in life, if I stub my toe on the right side, that might be a good question to say, where am I way out of balance with the male, the getting it done, you know, putting things into action? Is that a sign I need to back off, step back, and come back more into that feminine, where I can nourish my idea? Or maybe it's time for me to take a moment for myself and stop putting things into action. It's time to bring it back within and find that other part that is the flowy part versus the let's go get it done part.
Exactly. I love that. And yes, I think you alluded to this, that everybody, whether our physical body is male or female, we both carry masculine and feminine energy, and we both need masculine and feminine energy to be balanced.
Absolutely.
And this is what you and I share in our work with the, you know, emotional, spiritual bodies and parts of our life, is making sure those things are aligned. Like what you just said with, I love that you use stubbing the toe on your right side, you know, stepping forward too quickly with masculine energy, or, you know, different ways you can interpret that.
And yet there's a place for that. So mm-hmm. as a female, if I go into an auto mechanic's place, if I walk in there and I walk in with masculine energy, then the men that are in the auto mechanic's place, for them to find balance, they would have to come forward with so much feminine energy to balance the masculine that I'm portraying. And that's totally out of balance before we even start. So there are times when, if I know I'm going into a male-dominated environment, I will so back up and turn on the feminine side, so that when I walk in, it's not being a victim, it's turning on that nurturing, that nourishing, that beauty and kindness and bracing and compassion, and stepping into an environment so that when I need that masculine energy, I'm the one that's bringing the balance of the feminine, so that the masculine energy can find its balance in my presence.
Yeah, so an overall environmental balance.
Total,
so this is awesome, because we're talking about within our own body, balancing masculine, feminine, and then you're talking in an environment.
Sure.
As well, balancing masculine and feminine, which I think actually that's a really good way to look at it. Instead of, I feel like we think we have to match where the other person is at. So if we feel they're being masculine, like we need to be masculine too.
So now we have double masculine, and
yeah.
So now we're all in the do, and there's no creation.
Yeah.
There's no pirthing. There's no new idea, because got to get it done. So I think anytime, let's even go to if there's too much feminine energy, if it's all creative. So I'm going to go to the airy-fairy, because, I know we've all been in this situation,
uh-huh.
where you have 30 or 100 women in a room, and there's no there's not that masculine anchor with a structure, like we're going to do this activity for 10 minutes. This is what it's going to look like. That would be masculine structure. If we just allowed a room full of 50 to 100 women to be in a room, those conversations are going to go all over the place, and we would never have a landing point. So
an end time. Like I have led, you know, in a room of, let's call it 2 to 3 dozen women, and it was supposed to be this sharing, and everybody had like a minute. Oh my goodness, you know how it goes, where the first person respects the minute, and then all of a sudden it's like a minute and a half, and then all of a sudden it's 2 minutes, and
now,
by the time
now
you get
we're
to the
out
end
of balance.
Yeah,
we're out of
by
balance,
the time it gets
right?
to 10 people, mm-hmm. it's just like, oh my God, you guys, you have to stop. But nope, everybody has to share. And yeah, so it was very, like you said, very unbalanced in the just, you know, it just kept going and going and going.
So if we bring it to something really basic, again, masculine energy, straight lines, mm-hmm. angles. Feminine energy is the flow. It's the curves. It's the let's bring it all over. But for a man, for male energy to find its balance, a male energy has got to come back to its starting point. So if you were to draw a box, a rectangle, anything straight line, straight angle, for masculine energy to fulfill itself, it has to come back to the starting point from where it began.
Mm-hmm.
For feminine energy can start at an angle. And for feminine energy, it can go all over the place, but for it to be fulfilled, completed, it just has to come back to another angle, another straight line and angle, just mm-hmm. a stopping point. So even I'm looking at the structure of our show. I don't know if anyone else knows that before you put your radio show on, you have to set out a structure. You know, we start at this time. We're going to have a break. We're going to have, you know, a portion here. We're going to have a break. Et cetera, et cetera, and then there's an ending time. There has to be a structure because there's a sound engineer. There has to be a structure so that there's the masculine energy, so that the flow of the show can now go wherever the energy
you and I please. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. So talk to me a little bit about what happens to our mental, our emotional, and our physical bodies if, as women, we are imbalanced within this masculine feminine energy.
Oh, wow. Everyone take a breath. Did you hear that? What happens to us in our emotions when we're out of balance? So anybody listening to my voice, have you ever, ever felt that you are not worthy? Have you ever felt like you're not enough? Have you ever felt like you just want to argue with someone? You've got to get your point across because they're not hearing you. Have mm-hmm. you ever felt like you're in competition? There's got to be a winner. Notice the difference between all of that. My emotions, I'm not good enough for you. No matter what the task is, if I'm at my workplace or my home place, that imbalance of the masculine and feminine, my mind, the thought just kicked off and said, I'm not good enough. And then the emotions come on. And if I'm not good enough emotionally, then I either am going to numb out in some form, I'm going to hide, I'm going to either go out and be so visible or not visible. But there's this part of the not enough, the imbalance, the not being seen, the not being heard. That's all an imbalance of the masculine and feminine energies within ourselves, within our heart. And then that shows up any time that my emotions and my mental well-being are out of balance. That'll show up, usually manifest itself as some type of imbalance in the physical body. So it'll show up as dis-ease. I'm not going to say disease. I'm not going to, you know, put that out there, but dis-ease. So if I wanted to be in alignment with ease and flow, if I'm out of balance, then I'm in dis-ease. I'm in imbalance.
Yeah.
So one of those things that we really want to, you know, be aware, be conscious of, how am I personally right now in this moment? How am I showing up? Can I shift? And you mentioned, you know, meeting me at a fair where my soul food cards are out there, and you pull a card. You know, you find yourself stuck, you pull a card. And I've yet to have anybody walk up to a table and pull a card that did not sit where they are at that moment. And mm-hmm. it's, even at the workplace, it's like, wow, I'm feeling not enough, or I'm feeling like, God, I'm in competition with that. Watch what's happening at your workplace. Watch yeah. how each of us are when we go to the watering hole and get it to yeah. tea and coffee for water. What am I doing? Am I including the other women around me? Am I not including them? Am I shutting them out? How am I showing up? And what within myself can I change to recreate or bring myself back to my flow? And that the words that come up for feminine, easy words to reach from that feminine presence is, can I find nurturing myself? Can I nurture myself? Can I find nourishing? Can I find beauty in this moment versus yeah. the straight line, you know, that straight yeah. line, that angle?
So this is what we really wanted to talk about today, was being grounded in your feminine energy within the workplace. So I want to remind our listeners again, we are taking calls today. You can call in at 800-930-2819. Or if you're by your computer, you can type in Transformation Talk Radio has a chat box that you can contact us that way too. But Dr. Nadine and I really wanted to discuss how does this imbalance of feminine energy manifest in the workplace? And really, the answer that you and I came up with was one of the biggest things women experience is competition.
Major competition. Not again, we go back to that not enough. So, mm-hmm.
let me prove to you how I am enough, right? Competition.
Say that again?
Oh, you're saying how you feel not enough. So by compensating for that, we tend to be like, let me show you how I am enough, which shows
sure.
up as competition.
So let me just even see if people can hear how your voice even changed.
Mm.
Let me show you, feel that.
Yeah.
Let me show you how I am enough for you. Can you feel that? Does
yeah.
that sound in balance? Does that sound
gross? Yeah. No.
So in, let's take competition. I remember being in a meeting one time, and there was a woman as the leader, and there were men in the room, but there was a woman as a leader, and there were other women. So, you know, we have a grouping of people. The woman walks in, she's getting ready with her notes, and before she's even had a moment to introduce herself, let everybody know, look, I'm excited to share this meeting with you, another woman completely derails her and takes over the meeting, starts telling jokes, starts putting down, starts belittling, you know, the side comments, and I physically watched this woman completely step back and start hiding, and you could watch the little motion going on under her head. I'm not worthy to stand in front of these people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not smart enough. I don't have the right tools for this. And so all of those trip-ups because of competition. Oh, if she's seen, if they look at her, then they're not going to look at me.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, there is so more than enough opportunity for every one of us to have our client, to have the money come in, to have the next appointment, to have what is ours.
Yeah.
And
so I
want to...
I was going to interrupt you. We have a question from a listener that wrote in, and I want to get to it before the break here quick. So Lynn from Nebraska writes in and asks, one of the biggest issues I had at my job was not women not sharing the workload. It was like the ladies I worked with hoarded work in order to look busy or important. And she says, I never understood that, and it seemed to create a lot of tension. And that's exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look at that. There's not enough for anybody. So it goes back to our whole thing. It's not enough, and I have to look busy, so I'm going to hoard. And if I'm hoarding here, where else are we hoarding, ladies? We're hoarding on our body. We're hoarding in our closets. We're hoarding our food. We're any behavior that we think that's not happening, it's happening usually throughout our lives. So what would it be like instead of being in, I'm going to use the words that Lynn, what I wrote down, what you said is, she said that there was hoarding, there was, I was never understood. There was one more, but what if we could shift that?
Tension was the other one, but yeah, shifting it.
Tension, thank you. What if we can shift that and be co-creative?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of competition, we're in co-creation. Instead of tension, we're lifting each other up. What if in that imbalance, what if we choose to step into balance, that we create a triad of energy that we agree, this is the energy I'm going to hold right now. Co-creation, balance, and being in an environment that is lifting me up.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have another 15 minutes, I can walk over and go, wow, you know, Joan, I noticed that you're really busy, and I would love for you to come to lunch with us today. Can I help you with any tasks you have? Do you have any way that I can bring ease and flow and balance to your day so we can all together go create a lovely walk at lunch or a lovely just let's go outdoors and be with Mother Nature?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be like in that work environment for Lynn?
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. So we actually have to take a break. So I want to hold this idea of what can we co-create together and what can we do to shift our mindset to this place of abundance and being enough for when we come back from break. So like I said, we're going to pause right here. My name is Audrey Michelle, and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. If you go to audreymichelle.com, there's more information about my book, coaching, and free content you can download, as well as upcoming topics for Rewired Life Radio. So when we come back, Dr. Nadine and I are going to continue talking about how to get grounded in your body and get your masculine and feminine energies balanced. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
We're back on Rewired Life Radio with Audrey Michelle. Today, my guest is Dr. Nadine, who is talking with us about not only empowering women to heal, but how to ground yourself in your feminine energy. So before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to learn more about Dr. Nadine and how to contact her. So tell us the best way to get a hold of you.
I would say the fastest way is to go out to my website. It is called magnificencemine.com.
Perfect.
So if you just think, everyone, if you think about being magnificent and owning that, then turning it around, magnificencemine.com. And then you can click all ways of, you know, phoning, emailing, are all out on that website.
Perfect. And then more information about your soul food cards and your meditations, that is all on your website.
Yeah, absolutely. The soul food deck, the meditations, whether they're personalized for you or the albums, the energy classes I teach, healing sessions, all of that is on magnificencemind.com. And also, you know, you guys are all tuned into social media. So if you go out to Facebook and look up Magnificence Mind, there's a page out there that has all kinds of wonderful things from Magnificence Mind out on the Facebook page as well.
Perfect. Perfect. So again, today, Dr. Nadine and I are talking about competitive energy in the workplace and how that can manifest in our body and ultimately affect our work. I think this is a critical shift in our collective consciousness and a huge part of our ability to heal. So again, we are taking questions. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819, or you can do the message in like our last listener did last segment. So during the last show last week, I shared how important it is to listen to your body and also to act on intuition, on the intuitive messages that you're receiving. And this week's topic is no different. Noticing that your energies are off is so important. So now we want to shift into noticing that you're feeling competitive or whatever's, or tension or whatever's coming up for you. And we want to shift you back into balance. So Dr. Nadine, we wanted to discuss some tips to allow our listeners to be able to own their bodies, to really ground in their bodies. Do you have any suggestions for us?
I do, and actually this is going to be a working session. So I'd like to teach you how to first ground your body, and then after we ground the body, I'm actually going to take you in to where we're going to ground the ovaries and own the ovaries in the womb space, and then grounding the breast tissue. So the first thing I'm going to do is explain what a grounding cord is. With your eyes open, I'm going to walk you through the process of grounding yourself, and then I'm going to invite everyone to actually do the process with me.
Awesome.
So a grounding cord is an attachment we put on the body in the first chakra. That first chakra, that energy wheel, is all about survival and fear and flight and panic and not being good enough. Those words that we used before about not enough. And so the adrenal glands get kicked off. So the purpose of a grounding cord is to siphon off all of the thoughts and the emotions that do not belong to me. And usually if we ask a question, wow, am I really showing up with this way or is that my issue? If we really put a gauge up, usually 99% of what we're experiencing is not ours.
Exactly.
So thoughts have a charge on them. They're very electro. And emotions come together as a grouping. They like a hockey player. They when everybody dives on the puck, you know, you have this whole gangbang on top of a hockey puck. That's how emotions come. They don't come one at a time, right? So we want to create a grounding cord that will siphon off both the thoughts and emotions from the electromagnetic field. So everyone, with your eyes open, I'm going to have you visualize out in front of you a beam of light that's about 2 feet long. I'm going to have you reach out to the top of that beam of light with your non-dominant hand, and then reach around and plug that into your first chakra. And that first chakra is right at the tip of your spine, what we call the coccyx. And then we're going to do a few things. So I'm going to now invite everyone, take a breath and close your eyes. And if you could just imagine out in front of you a computer screen, your phone screen, a television screen, movie screen, however works for you. And now with your imagination, would you create a beam of light that's about 2 feet long? Now with your non-dominant hand, reach out and grab the top of that beam of light and reach around and plug it into that first chakra at the coccyx. Give it a little pull. Make sure it's fully seated. Now drop that beam of light. Now with your imagination, would you now imagine a coil wrapped around that beam of light? By your right hand, there are two things. There is a flip switch and a dial. Would you flip the switch on, activating your grounding cord? And now choose, that dial goes from zero to full release. How much of a release would you like to have for yourself right now? Take a breath. Let's now invite Gaia, the Earth Mother, up to the bottom of your grounding cord. She's going to pull the grounding cord down to the center of the planet where she's actually working on something new. She needs fertilizer. So she gets super excited when we dump what's not us down that grounding cord so she can receive. And just notice how you're feeling with this grounding cord attached. And my experience is when people first learn how to attach a grounding cord, it's about the diameter of a pencil. And between you and me, that's not big enough to let go of some of our stuff that's not us. So would you give the command to your grounding cord to be as wide as your hips? The attachment will still be at the first chakra, but the opening to release will be as wide as your hips. The coil will most likely be the size of your ankle. Just notice the freedom that happens with that release. Now let's play. Give the command for it to be double that size, with the coil probably being the size of your thigh, your quadricep. And let's do one more. Would you give the command to that grounding cord to be 3 times larger than anything you're going to release? And the coil will most likely be the size of your hips. And notice what you notice about what happens to your body when you put this grounding cord on and activate it. Now let's do the same process, but now that you know how to do a grounding cord, I'm simply going to have you say hello to your left ovary, say hello to your right ovary. Would you duplicate the grounding cord that's at the tip of your coccyx? Just duplicate it. And now would you place the duplicated grounding cord on the left ovary? We're starting on that feminine side where you're allowing yourself to be nourished and nurtured. We're turning that grounding cord on. So anything that is not allowing you to be nurtured and nourished, taking care of yourself, loving yourself, is going to go down these grounding cords, but specifically we're paying attention to the ovary right now. Now, would you duplicate the grounding cord on your left ovary and now place it on your right ovary? So both ovaries, and ladies, whether you still have the ovaries in the body, whether you still have a uterus in the body, energetically, we are grounding your feminine space, your womb, for you. So with your hands now on your abdominal wall, right on your ovaries, would you again say hello to that left ovary? And would you say hello to the blue ray of love? This ray of love is held by Archangel Michael. Would you simply invite that blue ray of love into the ovary itself, filling that ovary up with blue light? Now, on your command, would you give the command for that blue ray of light to move from the left ovary to the right ovary, filling up that right ovary, coming into the part that's what we call the masculine energetics of the body. We're taking what you brought in on the left side, your nurturing and nourishing and loving feminine side, directing it over to the masculine side. Now, would you direct that energy down to the yoni so that you are creating a triad, a triangle that goes from the left ovary to the right ovary, from the right ovary down to the yoni, from the yoni back up to the left ovary. Breathe. You're doing a lot here. Now, would you flood that triangle with blue? Again, that blue ray of love. And I know we're going to have a break coming up here. I'm going to invite everyone to also put a grounding cord on each breast to siphon off all the thoughts, all the emotions that are not yours out of the breast tissue. Open your eyes, kind of be present. And Audrey, we can have a talk about how, you know, these grounding cords are siphoning off, again, the thoughts and emotions, that competition, that not being good enough, that not being worthy. I didn't do it right. I don't count. They can't see me. All of that thought and emotion, we talked earlier about how that manifests in the body. And for a lot of women, that can manifest as breast cancer, fibroids in the breast, cysts in the breast. It can manifest as fibromyalgia, endometriosis. It can manifest as different cervical cancers, just dis-ease, imbalance in the body. And we can go in and start right where those thoughts and emotions are and say, you know, these don't even belong to me. I'm going to let them go down the grounding cord.
Yeah, and I felt it. I could feel. It was like a draining bathtub, I guess. It's like the weight of water just draining out of my body down that cord. And then I had this vision of it just going into the earth and then recycling into beautiful butterflies. This is the vision I had in your meditation. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. So you're right.
This is just one tool. This is one tool. There's another one that goes with it. And if we have time, I'll teach it. It's the rose, or you can use any symbol that you like. I use a rose because it has a very high vibration. But let's say you're at work and you're noticing you're not being seen, or you're noticing that there's competition in the room. Then I take the rose and I give the command to the rose, or whatever symbol you want to use, I give the command to the rose to collect up all of that imbalance. So let's use competition because we've used that all through our time here. Give the command to the rose to collect up all the competition in the room. And then dump that rose down your grounding cord. Because now it's collecting it all. And as you just mentioned, as it's pulling all of that and that all comes down your grounding cord, it's you are doing such a big service for yourself and everybody else in the room by simply
getting
rid of
the collective environment.
Absolutely. But you do it for yourself first. you know, for me first.
Yeah. And then the environment. So yes, we do have to take a quick break, and I wanted to just like let our listeners like integrate all of, you know, the letting go of the energy around you that you've collected while we go to this break. And when we come back, we'll be with Dr. Nadine a little bit more. Can you give us just quickly how we can stay in touch with you, your website, and the best way to stay in touch with you?
Absolutely. I believe in owning your magnificence. So my website is called Magnificence Mine, M-I-N-E, Owning Magnificence. And when you come out to Magnificence Mine, there's a little contact, you know, contact Nadine button. But I also want to direct you to the tab that's called Classes and Workshops. And then there is a specific class that I have coming up on June 12th called Essential Energy Tools. It's a 3-session class where we're going to go into even more tools that are for your immediate use. On that website, you'll also find meditations and you'll find the soul food cards. So magnificencemine.com.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. So this is Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And we'll be right back.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
We're
We're back here on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I have Dr. Nadine here talking with us about empowering women to heal, and more specifically, being grounded in our feminine energy. Before we went to break, Dr. Nadine gave us this beautiful meditation about grounding into the earth and being able to release all of the crap that we've taken on from other people and just letting that all go and recycle it into the earth. And it was wonderful. I feel so much better. And we are chatting about shifting from competitive energy in the workplace and being balanced in our feminine energy. So first, I want to thank you, Dr. Nadine, for sharing with us your thoughts and insights. This has been so much fun, and I think we've learned so much.
Welcome.
Yeah. So before we went to break, you were sharing how we can go to your website, Magnificence Mind, excuse me, and get a hold of your meditations and your soul food cards to help us shift our energies. And I know we wanted to pull, you and I wanted to pull one of your soul food cards to kind of wrap up what we've been experiencing for today.
So you're going to love these. I always shuffle the deck till something comes out. And actually two cards fell out while I was shuffling during our break. And the first card says, "Today I recognize and release old habits of self-sabotage."
Ah, how perfect is that?
Is that not appropriate for what we've been talking about on the entire call of matching people's energy, or how being out of balance takes me to an old program, an old habit, and then instead of choosing something different, I fell into that sabotage. So this card is beautiful. Today I recognize and release old habits of self-sabotage. And a second card came out, and again, this is just so tying into what we've been talking about. This one says, "I am 100% responsible and accountable for my choices." So how perfect that we can recognize the thoughts and emotions, the behaviors that are not working for me. I can ground my body. I can take in all of those thoughts and emotions and send them down the grounding cord, and I can choose how I want to step forward.
Yeah.
How I want to set my energy for my day. Absolutely.
Like you were saying in the last segment, you know, with your rose image of allowing the rose to collect the collective negativity and competition or whatever's going on in the room, but you said first I have to be responsible for my own thoughts and feelings first.
Sure. And so then, so if I'm, let's say we're in the room and we're noticing that there's someone's talking negatively about someone else. Okay, I can choose to jump in on that bandwagon and put somebody down.
Yeah,
or I can choose
or not.
In this moment, I'm not going to do that, because if I'm talking negatively about someone else, I'm sabotaging myself. When I talk down about another woman, I am so disrespecting myself. So I'm going to be responsible, and I'm not going to participate in that that conversation. And what I can say is, you know, I really enjoy how courageous that woman is. I enjoy how she always comes to work with a smile on her face.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy who I am when I'm around her.
Yeah.
So we can absolutely take ownership and pivot that conversation for ourselves and for the good of the empowerment of all women.
Yeah. I'll say it's been quite a few years ago now. I had done a workshop and committed during that workshop to stop gossip. And it's hard, first of all, because it's kind of how we all connect on a surface level. And so I made this commitment to myself, like, I'm done. And it actually felt really good. And I'm not perfect. You know, every once in a while, I'll just be like, oh, yep, not getting caught up in that. Like, I'm not going to participate. I'm going to walk away, or I'm going to interject something to shift the conversation. Like you said, back to how can I enjoy this person? So it's been a really good practice for me to stay in the high vibe energy, in the flow, in, you know, what we've been talking about today.
So, well, I can add to that, this, I started to say this and I thought, oh no, that's not where we were going today. However, it came up again. So this is one of the most powerful things that I think we can ever say. And the saying is, I love who I am in your presence.
Ugh.
And if I'm gossiping about someone, I don't like how I'm showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can turn that around and go, oh my God, you look amazing. Oh, this, I'm so excited about what you're creating in your life. And thank you for sharing your gifts with me. Now all of a sudden I'm happy. I'm joyful. I love how I'm feeling when I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that pivotal point again. Old habit of self-sabotage. Or I'm going to be responsible and go, I'm owning, I want to feel good. I'm owning my thoughts and feelings right in this moment. And I want to love who I am. And if I don't love who I am right in this moment, what can I change? How can I shift my vibration so that mm-hmm. I can now step into loving who I am in your presence?
Beautiful. That's wonderful. So we are almost out of time for today. This has been so fun. So I want to make sure we don't miss this because this is like my question. Mm-hmm. I really like to know from my guests, how do you set intentions for your day so that you can show up in this way of living an intentional life? What are some tools that you can share with our audience?
This is a great question, Audrey, and this is literally how I start every day or every meeting, every instance, is I get a piece of paper out and I draw a triangle on it, an equilateral triangle, so that the legs are all the same length.
Okay.
Then I pick what's the first vibration, how do I want to be in my day? So for today, I really want today to be in ease. So I'm on one of those legs of the triangle, I'm going to write ease. Another thing I would love to have today is balance. So on one of the other legs, I'm going to write balance on my leg. So I'm going to ask you, because we're showing, demonstrating this. If I'm in balance and I'm in ease, what else is possible?
Being creative, honestly, is what just came to my mind.
Okay, so if I'm creative and I'm in flow, I can have balance. If I'm in ease, then creativity can happen and balance can happen. If I'm in balance, I can be in ease and I can be creative. So I literally draw these little triangles. I carry my words with me. But every morning, I'll even take those crayons you can write on windows. And I'll, on my mirror, as I'm waking up, I'll write three words in a triangle on my mirror. So that if I'm walking into that space, here's how I want to be in this space. If I have a meeting, here's the three vibrations I want to sit in, stand in, be in, talk in, think in while I'm in this meeting.
That's
so
beautiful.
I'm going to invite all the listeners to begin the practice of setting up a triad, an equilateral triangle, a triad of three vibrations. So here's another example. I can have a triad of stability, excitement, and joy.
Isn't that a wonderful way to start your day?
Yes.
I love that.
Here's one more. A triad of healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Ah! I think that's a great one to end on. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. I can't believe our hour went so fast. This has been so fun. So Dr. Nadine, I want to thank you for teaching us to be grounded in our feminine energy and thank all of you for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Again, you can learn more about Dr. Nadine at magnificencemind.com. And then you can join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific at rewiredliferadio.com or on transformationtalkradio.com. Next week on Rewired Life Radio, I'll have life coach and spiritual mentor Jessica Deshesnack with, we are going to be talking about energy management for deep feelers and thinkers. So you guys have a great week. Tune in next Wednesday for more on Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.